come, I would like to read some of the prayers of Rupa Goswami. The first one I would like to read is the third one. The first one is the third one, meaning the third prayer of his prayers to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the third of his astaks. But I won't read the first verse first. I'll read the last verse first, and soon you will understand why. This is the last verse, the ninth verse. O festival of happiness for this world. He's speaking about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. O pleasure of the heart of Sachi. O splendid moon of glory. O supreme personality of Godhead. Please grant auspicious love for you. Rupa Goswami is asking Mahaprabhu to grant auspicious love for him to those persons who, their hearts wrapped in meditation on your footprints, on the footprints of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hears and reads these eight verses. Now who can remember what I just said? What I just read? Yes. In any words, but something from what I just read. All auspiciousness and at, so he's saying if we can be fixed in meditation on the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as we hear these eight verses, Mahaprabhu will benedict us with all auspiciousness. Well, now you know why I read this first, because this will help your meditation. To become fixed in meditation on the lotus feet of... These are the lotus footprints of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from the Garuda Stambha in Puri. And one devotee took some, because Mahaprabhu's footprints are imprinted there, because his whole body became so powerful and hot in his separation that the stone melted. And one devotee took some kumkum and oil and placed it on that, and then took some cloth and placed it on that. And then someone took a photocopy of that. But here it is. I have the original. But to make it easier for you, we have some personal ones. Now, there's two different varieties here. One is compressed mercy, and one is expanded mercy a little bit. All those who need some expanded mercy. Okay, you can take those. Can you distribute it on that side? And yeah, you can distribute on that side. And here's a little bit of compressed mercy. You can distribute on that side. Does everyone have one? Now please be focused in your meditation and hear very carefully the words of Srila Rupa Goswami glorifying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, just... No, just play some nice... Your lotus feet are worshipped by the devoted Shiva and other demigods. You are splendidly manifested in the city of Lord Jagannath. For the surrendered devotees, you are a kalpa vriksha tree, O son of Sati, O Lord, O giver of liberation, please be merciful to me, who is a great fool. Neither the great avatars nor the great intellectuals headed by Sarvabhauma can properly describe you. Who is more intelligent than you? I bow down to offer respects to you. O son of Sachi, O Lord, O giver of liberation, please be merciful to me, who who is a great fool. The jewel of pure devotional service, which the Vedic Upanishads had not revealed, and the great avatars had not described, you are now throwing that jewel into this world from the nectar ocean. O son of Sachi, O Lord, O giver of liberation, please be merciful to me, who is a great fool. O Lord, whose dancing and ecstatic love filled Shiva with wonder. O Lord, who revealed to the surrendered devotees the nectar of pure devotion. O Lord, who cannot be understood by the proud egoists. O son of Tsachi, O Lord, O giver of liberation, please be merciful to me, a great fool. Out of your great and splendid mercy, you deliver even the lowborn and the sinful. This has made me very happy at heart. I take shelter of you, O son of Sachi, O Lord, O giver of liberation. Please be merciful to me, a great fool. O Lord, who delights the bumblebees of the surrendered devotees with the honey words trickling from your lotus mouth. O Lord, who is an ocean of the jewels of the holy name that bring auspiciousness to all people. O son of Sachi, O Lord, O giver of liberation, please be merciful to me, a great fool. O moon-faced Lord, O Lord with glistening, sleepless lotus eyes, O Lord whose smile is a cluster of flowers, O Lord whose lips are handsome, O Lord whose chest is broad, O Lord whose arms are like two glorious snakes, O Lord, who is as splendid as millions of Kamadevs. O son of Sachi, O giver of liberation, please be merciful to me, a great fool. Please repeat after me if you so desire. O son of Sachi,
O Lord,
O Lord,
O giver of liberation,
please be merciful to me,
a great fool.
O Lord, as splendid as a golden Kekati flower,
I am the most wicked person in this world.
Still, even if a person is filled with a great host of faults, you do not see the slightest fault in him. For this reason, O Lord, who is kind to the fallen, for this reason I worship you with a humble heart. O son of Sachi, O Lord, O giver of liberation, please be merciful to me, a great fool. O festival of happiness for this world, O pleasure of the heart of Sachi, O splendid moon of glory, O supreme personality of Godhead, please grant auspicious love for you to those persons who, their hearts wrapped in meditation on your footprints, hears and reads these 8 verses. O Lord of the poor, do what you like with me. Give me either mercy
or punishment.
But in this world,
I have none to look to except your Lordship. The Chautauqua bird always prays for the cloud. Regardless of whether it showers rain or throws a thunderbolt. Please listen to this one. I am very weak and lazy to even do the smallest devotional service. So when I hear of the peerless and difficult to perform services performed by the great devotees in ancient times, my heart burns with despair. O Lord, O killer of Agasura, when I hear that your waves of mercy splash everyone, from the demigod Brahma down to the most insignificant creature, then my heart becomes sprinkled with a cooling drop of hope. This one is called Pratinapaditi. O queen whose fair limbs are more splendid than gold, Srimati Radharani. O queen whose eyes are as charming as the eyes of a doe. O queen whose face defeats millions of moons. O queen dressed in garments as dark as a monsoon cloud. O queen who is the crowning garland of Malika flowers on the decorated braided hair of the young gopis. O queen whose beauty is served by many splendid transcendental jewels and other ornaments. O teacher of the intelligent and expert gopis. O queen elaborately decorated with a host of transcendental virtues. O queen who is accompanied by your 8 very dear friends. O queen who arouses Lord Keshava with the waves of your restless sidelong glances. O queen whose nectar bimba fruit lips have become the food of the Prince of Braja. O queen of Vrindavan, I bow down and I roll about on the Yamuna's shore. This person with an agitated heart and a choked voice now places his appeal before you. Kritagaske piyogespi janosmin kumatadapi dasya dan pradanasya lavanapi upapadaya. Even though he has committed offenses, even though he is unqualified, even though his intelligence is crooked, please give this person a small particle of your devotional service. Because the fresh butter of your heart is always melting in the splendor of your mercy. It is not proper for you to neglect this anguished person. In this song by Srila Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami explains that it describes a gopi who eagerly desires to meet Krishna at an appointed place. The rendezvous has already been arranged, and she's speaking to another gopi who is decorating her. Why do you make a delay with these superfluous decorations? I cannot tolerate even another moment of delay. the flute that brings auspiciousness to Gokul, now thunders King Kamadev's order to immediately go to the forest. Madhava's toenails are very splendid. The moon is now rising. Don't tell me again and again how I should feel my superiors. I yearn to run to Madhava. Look, the gopis are all going to the Yamuna's shore to serve Madhava, who is always handsomely decorated with forest flowers. When Srila Rupa Goswami would write songs of separation, the trees here would drop their leaves in sadness. And when he would write songs of the meeting of Radha and Krishna, the trees would blossom. You can take the lotus feet, or please take the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with you. You can sit here, you can wander.